Hello. Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. Let me sit down.
Oh, goodness.
It's your Thursday night freak show. I am Dark Mark. Welcome to the Dark Mark show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian. My usual co-host, Josie Kant, is not here. She's doing yoga, bending herself in ridiculous positions. But we have, instead, our substitute co-host, and that's why I'm out of breath, Ms. Poisonous Angela Denton.
Hello again, Mark.
We love Ms. Poisonous. And next to Ms. Poisonous, somebody who hasn't been on the show, but hopefully will be on quite a lot.
Nope, never coming back.
Okay, good. So I got you right where I want you. So this is somebody, if you're in the L.A. fetish scene, and I know we have people listening on all over the world, in Australia, England, Russia, but if you're in the L.A. fetish scene, you know her. You might have never talked to her. You might have been a little intimidated, but you know her. The beautiful model, musician. We're going to find out all sorts of things. Angel Dies.
That's me.
And next to Angel, somebody who hasn't been on the show in a while, who's really, I don't know why I haven't asked you back before. Actually, Josie was saying that she wants to be on the show with you soon.
Oh.
Is
I'm being requested.
Yes, you've been requested. Master Overbound is here. And I have to apologize both to Master Overbound and to Ms. Poisonous, as well as horror director Matt Rosvalli, because we were supposed to have you guys on 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And then right at the last minute, David J. contacted me to get on the show, brought Sasha Gray.
You can't beat Sasha Gray.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, hopefully this show will beat Sasha Gray. I don't want to say that that was the ultimate, but especially since you wore your lingerie as promised, but we'll see what happens. And nothing at Sasha Gray. I love Sasha Gray, and she's great. And speaking of her, if you will go to audible.com, that's one of our sponsors. You can get her audiobook, The Juliet Society, for free.
Nice.
All you need to go do is go to darkmarkshow.com, click on the Audible button right next to my smiling face, and then order Sasha Gray or any other book that you want. They got Stephen King. They've got all sorts of stuff. They've got comedy albums by George Carlin, Louis C.K. They've got a lot of stuff there. And you order one thing, 30-day free trial, you can't lose. You can cancel the free trial anytime within 30 days. You still keep the audiobook. But if you stay with them, you get deep discounts on audiobooks. I'm going to Vegas this weekend, so I'll be listening to a lot of audiobooks. I love audible.com. Once again, go to darkmarkshow.com, click on the Audible button. Also, we're being sponsored by dammittees.com. And dammittees.com was supposed to have a shirt ready for me to give to Ms. Poisonous for her belated birthday.
Promised.
Well, it's coming. They have what I was going to get you, and, was a Father Marin Exorcist glow-in-the-dark shirt.
Oh, that would have been wicked.
And there's still one on order. So, unfortunately, when I went by the warehouse, they were closed. But we owe you one. So but they have all sorts of great stuff.
Mark owes me one.
No, they've got great shirts. They've got punk shirts. They've got horror shirts. They've got all sorts of counterculture shirts. They've got porn star shirts.
Right up our alley. Something
absolutely,
for everybody.
Absolutely. Awesome. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know anybody else who has a two-way army shirt, but they do. Frankenhooker shirt, they do. Suspiria shirts, they do.
Nice.
Yes. They have Aleister Crowley shirts. They have all sorts of crazy shirts.
Excellent.
Go to www.dammittees.com and put in Dark Mark Show, and you get 10% off any order.
Ooh, save money, too. Everybody loves that.
Yes, exactly. So I've got a couple announcements, but I don't know if I should do them right away. I've got a couple shows coming up, but let's get down to it, because I've missed Ms. Poisonous. It's been a while. Yeah. And happy birthday, Ms. Poisonous.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes, for being 40, you hold up well. And
57.
Oh, I'm sorry,
right,
57.
Buddy.
I didn't get it right. No, obviously.
She looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, they say semen's a great wrinkle cream.
Really? No, I should be saving some. I didn't know it was such a great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look how old I am. I'm holding up really well.
Obviously not 40, you're not 57.
It's definitely not the booze.
Absinthe is a great preserve, but obviously you're not 40, you're not 57. But I am envious because and actually that is a birthday gift that got you the absinthe. But
yes, thank you, Mark.
There was a lovely young man that took you out on your birthday. And that's not what I'm envious of, but you went to see Maynard Keenan concert at the Greek. Tell us about that.
Yes. Shout out to my friend Johnny Republic for taking me, surprised me. I'd found out that Pucifer and A Perfect Circle were playing on my birthday for Maynard's 50th birthday.
His birthday is the same day as your birthday.
It wasn't the same day, but he was having his 50th birthday concert that day on my birthday. And I wanted to go so bad. And my friend Johnny surprised me at like Friday morning at 4 a.m. for the next day. And we went, and I would say it was the most amazing moment of my life. Like, best birthday, hands down. Beautiful concert, beautiful experience.
No,
she just wanted to go because I was going.
Oh, you were going to? How was it? How did you think
it was? Stalker a little
amazing.
Bit.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Did the same friend take you, or you went with a different friend?
No, I went separate.
Okay.
I was a pre-planner on that one.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So, who was the guy's name that took you?
Johnny.
Johnny's. Now, is Johnny a friend?
Yeah, Johnny's a friend.
Oh.
No, he's legit.
Johnny, I feel so bad.
Sorry, Johnny.
Johnny gave you the best birthday ever. Shelled out so much money for
Maynard. He's a legit MF-er. He's a good guy, man.
Like, that means you haven't fucked him and you never will.
Oh.
We dig the gorilla. It's Johnny Gorilla Republic.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, okay, I get the gorilla. No, no. What I'm saying is, and I'm empathizing with Johnny. Because I've been there. I've taken girls out on their birthday, taken them to concerts. I don't do that anymore.
Hey, you know what? You're being kind of sexist right here. Because just because you take us on a date doesn't mean we have to put out, buddy. Just saying.
Well, what if we took you on the best birthday you've ever had?
You know what?
Maybe that's
am I feeling bad now?
If you took me to the greatest birthday I've ever had.
Guess I, maybe a reach around or something. I didn't even think about it.
That's the least you could do.
Since when do you not have to put out on dates? I'm finding out about this now.
I'm
not saying you have to put out on dates.
Get on these tickets, Mark.
You're misunderstanding me. I'm not saying you have to put out on dates. But when you say friend, I know the friend because I'm the quintessential male friend. My first one man show was called I Have 17,652 Female Friends. I don't need any more. I know all about the female friends. So I empathize. Johnny, I empathize with you. I know what you're going through. And you know, I mean, let's be honest. And the guy's a good guy.
Damn it.
Is a good guy.
Sorry, Johnny.
The guy is a good guy. The guy is a good guy because he didn't push it. But you know he wants to fuck you. You don't even think about him. You don't even think like he says it's a dick.
Damn, this is some good apps. I don't know this for a fact. One can only assume or
Johnny,
not assume.
If you want to fuck Angela, call 1-800-893-9562.
Johnny, call.
We might have to hook something up.
Excuse me while I chug this drink.
I'm saying this is the kind of man you should be having sex with. Well, actually, I'm the kind of man.
The next time we hang out, it's going to be so awkward. Thanks,
I'm
Mark.
The kind
Thanks.
Of man. Well, that's what I do. I'm the kind of man you should be having sex with, but...
Don't you ever read her Facebook? All she does is bitch about, why can't I just have a dude that wants to cuddle and be nice?
Exactly.
And not try to
this
fight
guy
me?
Wants to cuddle.
We cuddled. We cuddled. It was platonic friendship cuddling, but there was no, like, I didn't touch his cock or anything.
Master Overbound, do you ever do platonic friend touching?
Kenny Loggins' concert is cuddling level. The Pussifer and Perfect Circle,
when you're shrooming your balls off and you're enjoying the most beautiful concert of the world, you're going to cuddle and enjoy it. You got to live in the moment. Feel that good energy.
There were pharmaceuticals involved. Now the truth comes out.
It was medicinal.
Pains. I get
Master
crazy.
Master, who the fuck are you asking to a Kenny Loggins concert? Who in 2014 is going to say, I want to cut loose? Cut loose. Who are you going out with?
I'm not. Henceforth, no cuddling.
Yes, I've got a whole Kenny G concert story, but I'll say that for some other time. Angel dies. I'm glad you're on the show. Here's the thing when Ms. Poisonous is the co-host, things magically happen. Last time you were a co-host, I didn't even have a show, but I ran into you at the Skinny Puppy concert, which is a great concert.
Yeah, we did. That was a great show.
And you're like, I'm so interested in Ghost Hunters.
Oh, yeah.
I want to meet Ghost Hunters. So then Josie's like, I can't do the show. So I booked Angela. I was like, wait a second. I have friends that are Ghost Hunters. We had a whole show.
That was a lot of fun.
It was such a great show. Yeah, and actually Terry was here last week and gave Josie a watery. And next time they come on and we do a whole psychic show, we'll have both of you. Even if Josie's here, we'll have a whole thing. Angel, everybody
me,
wants to come.
Please. Yeah.
Master, whatever. Are you into that too?
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that. But so I ran into you at the, they had a thing at Bar Sinister last week, which was a Josie Miss Poisonous party.
Our birthday bash. Yes. And Miss Angel was there.
Miss Angel was there. And we were talking and you're like, wow, Angel, you should come on the show. And then...
Oh, yay. Matt, I'm on a show.
And Matt Rosvalli could not make it. So I was like, oh, Angel's on the show. But I'm glad you're on the show because I get to... This is part of the thing. I get to know people on the show. I didn't know Master Overbound really at all until he came on the show. Now I know him. Same with Miss Poisonous. We didn't really know each other. We got to know each other on the show. Now we're friends. So now I get to... And friends like Johnny's a friend. And now I get to be... get to know you and in the same time type of friendship. But I'm curious about you. We were talking in the car. Now, were you born in Ohio or were you born in Buffalo, New York?
I was born in Ohio, and then my family moved to Buffalo when I was in first or second grade. So I spent most of my life in Buffalo. Thank you. Thank you.
My grandmother lives in Niagara Falls, so fuck you. But anyway, so...
I could have been stuck in West Virginia with my grandparents, so...
Ooh.
I went to school in upstate New York, so I'm sympathetic.
Oh, well,
I'm
right
kidding.
On.
I'm kidding. Oh. My grandmother's... Yeah, that's fine. So.
Heavy, man.
You didn't curse out my grandmother. So, small town in Ohio, or was it Cleveland or Cincinnati?
We were more towards Canton, Ohio, which is like podunk, horse farms,
right.
Nothing. No. So I wouldn't
Galleon,
have
a, Ohio is podunk.
I've never even heard of it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I have a friend that's from Galleon, but Canton is where the Pro Football Hall of Fame, so they get some traffic once in a while.
Yeah, we were a football town. So is Buffalo, though.
Oh, yeah. No,
Bills.
It is, because I have relatives that from Buffalo that every time the Bills were in a Super Bowl, I made lots of money.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of money.
Bet against them every time you
win.
Right,
right. Especially, like, the first time, okay, they were supposed to win. Second time, maybe. The third time, you're like, it's not going to happen.
And then the fourth time?
Yeah, it was like, and they were playing the same fucking team. They lost it the year before.
Still, every year.
So how does a girl from Buffalo, New York, well, first of all, I love the name, Angel Dice. I love that, the mysterious pseudonym. I'm assuming that's a pseudonym. That's not your real name.
Well, Angel is my real name. Okay. My real name is Angel Dawn. Won't reveal my last name because that's nobody's fucking business.
Right.
but Dyes actually came. It was a joke for my old record producer. My band was called As Summer Dies, and everybody thought my name was Summer. Right. And then he just started making jokes. Like, anytime we walk in the studio, he'd be like, oh, as so-and-so dies, Angel dies, and then it just stuck. So
kind of like a Blondie thing, sort of.
Yeah.
So I didn't know you did music. That was what, you know, because... As Ms. Poisonous will tell you, I do extensive research.
So I noticed.
For the show.
And I saw your Facebook post today, extensive
research. And I actually
creeping? Is that
I didn't
is that what you
not,
did?
Not creeping. I extensive. It's out there. I can
it's
look
valid.
At it.
It's research.
I'm on Model Mayhem for quite some time, and you both are on Model Mayhem. And I have to apologize to you, Angela, because last time I posted a picture of you, and it was on my phone, so I didn't really look at it that closely. I posted a picture of her in a sheer sundress.
Oh, shit. I heard about this.
It was on my phone, so it was really small.
There was one guy that had to say something.
Yeah, it was on my phone.
There's always the one guy.
What was insulting. He didn't appreciate it. He was insulting.
If I saw it on my computer screen, I could clearly see that you could see underneath the sundress.
I mean, if you really looked and you were like, oh, well, okay, what's going on there?
But can we invite the one guy on the show?
Yes.
I want to just have a minute with that guy.
Let me tell you something. Johnny has no problem with what's under your sundress, and neither do I. But apparently, to explain to the audience, this is a sheer sundress.
Yellow sheer sundress.
And you could see faintly your pubic hair.
Okay, yeah, I don't shave bald. I keep like a little patch. So through my yellow sheer sundress with the lighting and the photo shoot, you could see just a faint shadow of like where my tiny little bush was. And this guy posted, he was like, can I give you some advice? Bushes are so disgusting. How about you go buy a razor or some shit like that?
That's hard.
That's not a real man.
I flipped my shit.
That's offensive to me. Like, I do shave completely. I always have, always will. But a woman is a woman.
Thank you.
You can do whatever you want.
Thank you. That's my pussy. Dude, you're not touching it. Get off my back.
First of all, it doesn't bother me either way. Does it bother you either way, Master? Or you prefer something?
I just want to know how he styles his own. What does he do?
Yeah.
Master, that's a good question. Master, how do you style your pubic hair?
Yeah, what do you do?
You have the Hitler mustache? Do you have the afro? Shape. Do you have the...
Manscaping is definite. Take
note, men. Do you hear that?
You can't be rude.
Thank you.
The balls are the question.
As for women, I do have a preference, but... nothing's like a serious deal breaker. Like, I won't get up and walk away.
That'd be kind of insulting.
So do you prefer shaved or unshaved?
I prefer shaved.
Yeah, see, I prefer unshaved because I'm so inexperienced, I need a target. But anybody, it doesn't matter either way. So you're shaved, you're unshaved, who cares? If not you're looking ashamed, at it, home run, like who cares?
No, there's different levels. There's, you know, there's different, like Angela's saying, she shaved, but she leaves like the racing stripe.
Right.
Or
yeah,
something
just leave, like, so I've dated some foreign women myself, and that, yeah.
Now everyone knows.
The exotic look.
Right, yeah, when it starts going up.
Ta-da!
When it starts going up the thighs and things like that, mm-hmm. Yeah.
If a girl takes off her panties and you need like a machete and a Sherpa to get at it, that's one thing.
And funny that I actually have a machete and Sherpa right next to my bed.
Same thing with guys though. Like, you know, it's a doing to others thing. You want me to be well groomed, then please do the self. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't want you to get up and walk away and have to like pick the floss out of your teeth.
Exactly.
That's not fun. Who wants that?
And when it comes to oral sex, you got to stay groomed down there because it's just not fun. You know,
mm-hmm. And you know, I'd be the first person to walk away from a motherfucking mess, and I have.
Really?
I won't shame that woman.
Ooh.
Just saying.
Ooh. So now we got our
granny panties.
She had granny panties too?
Oh, she did. She did. Oh, boy. She was secretly. Oh, I can't lose my fans if I say that.
Let me ask. This is a woman from Buffalo, I'm guessing?
Yes. This was a long time ago.
How did I guess?
Long time ago.
Granny from panties, Buffalo. Big bush. Yes, that's
from Buffalo.
Buffalo
in
not
November.
Oh yeah, no. Well, there's a actually, if you're in Buffalo in November, it's okay to have the bush because it's cool. It's heating. It helps you. It's like a bear hibernating.
It's a little sweater.
Yeah, it's a little.
I
pussy
usually
sweater.
Go for leg warmers myself.
Yeah,
you know?
You do have leg warmers. Yeah, I prefer that. So you're bisexual.
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Okay. That's something I didn't know.
And I was actually into women before I was ever interested in men. To be completely honest.
Well, good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm with you there, and I haven't crossed over to men yet, but who knows?
I was just going to say, I thought Mark was interested in women before men, too.
Yeah, that's just my preference. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
It took me some time to have men grow on me.
Right?
So,
But you're still bisexual.
I am. I'm not quite as adventurous as I used to be, you know? I'm a little bit more grown up now.
Right.
But
when you hit L.A., did you? I guess you had all sorts of adventures, right?
Oh, actually, no. I moved out here and I got sober, and I actually moved here and cleaned my life up pretty well. How weird is that?
That's pretty weird.
Most people come out here and get all fucking fucked up. I'm like, oh.
That does, because you're coming on, you've been here about a year, right?
A little over a year.
Yeah, so you've gone wild. But I mean, you're coming from Indiana to here, so it's
that's a huge life change. Yeah, I went from one end of the spectrum to the other, so I've had my fun. I've cleaned up quite a bit. You know, I have responsible fun now, but yeah, I'd like to party.
From cow tipping to hanging out with Angel and Master Overbound.
She's like the yin to my yang. Like, I already got all my shit out. I toured in a band for years, so like I had my hiatus, and
I want to hear about the band, but I was. That reminds me, because I told you I was going to talk about this, because one of you guys posted that you guys work out together.
We do.
And so I had this
sweaty.
I had this whole picture in my mind of the two of you glistening, and you were going to be on the leg machine slowly and spotting each other, and
we stretch each other out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh really? Oh my
nice
goodness.
And limber.
Yeah, it's like
bullshit. We get on treadmills and we fucking
like,
hate it.
I got to
but
we can do 10 more minutes. Let's do it.
Yeah, and
I was going to say if. It was only that glamorous at the gym, right?
Right, yeah.
So next time, save the towel for me. Master Overbound.
$20, you got it, buddy.
You know what's weird?
We can
you mentioned it twice now, and I just wanted to point out, and you guys probably are really familiar with this too. We got two of them in the room right here, but the L.A. fetish alternative nightlife scene, like the crowd and the people that we tend to run with or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
There are so many people that are transplants from Indiana, Ohio, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania.
There really
there's
are.
A lot of people who come from Midwest farm towns that are in LA now that are in the scene that we are. And it's amazing.
It's our outlet.
I think word spread around like in the Midwest. It's like everybody's out in LA.
If you want to be a freak, go to LA.
Exactly.
Why not?
So last time you were here, Master, you gave us some breath play demonstrations.
I did.
And
I even choked Bark.
Oh, no shit.
He choked me. He choked me. He choked Hell's Bell. And by the way, Hell's Bell.
Did you like it?
No. It wasn't.
Don't lie.
Oh, come on.
You loved
my,
it.
My
Shut
neck
up.
Is a little bigger than the other ladies that they had in the show. So it was. And by the way, Hell's Bell is actually, I believe she's.
Like Angel mentioned before, it was a true reach around when I did it.
It was a complete reach around. He barely had enough to reach. But I was going to say, get better, Hell's Bell. I know she's sick. So if she's listening, get better. We love you.
Aww.
But anyway, so I didn't want to bring the show down. But you were talking about how choking is your specialty, and we were talking. That's like
one of
Right. And then we had Orpheus Black on the show the week after. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you know, Master Overbound's the choking expert. And he started laughing. He's like, whose class do you think he took? Did you take Orpheus' class how to choke?
No. Orpheus does a lot of breath play, and he's very good at it, and he teaches classes at Sanctuary, and I think he's doing a Stockroom University thing now.
I think I'm going to take one of those classes.
I've never taken his breath play class. That my stuff is self-created, but the class I did take from Orpheus was the fire play. Right. He's really good at that.
Something I've never toyed with. That sounds
well. He did that in the studio.
I need to take some classes.
I know, right? Let's do that.
Well, we're gonna have
gym.
We're gonna have Orpheus in
later.
Fireplay
classes.
So
yeah.
We might have some more fireplay if you guys are down for it. We might. He was gonna bring his wife, but we might have the whole fireplay thing if you guys are down for it.
I usually like smoking a cigarette and staring at people from a distance. So.
That's your form of fireplay?
That's not quite the fireplay I had in mind. It was the whole thing. So how's the fireplay working for you?
Good. Yeah, it's really good. I just took the beginner class with him because he gets up into really creative stuff. Like he does fire painting where he'll take the white gas and he'll like paint designs on you and then light it on fire so the designs are on fire.
Oh, nice. Wow.
And nice. It's really cool stuff. I'm here and he's up here with the fire. So
awesome. besides the choking, because what else are your specialties?
Well, my toy bag over here.
Let me pull out my bag of tricks.
I think we touched on it on the last show too. I mean, I had told you that my whole theory of fetish play is to get good at a lot of things because mm-hmm. it's not about my agenda. It's about the play partner that I'm with. It's what are the things that turn you on? What are the things that are going to push your buttons? Angela? I have to have those in my skill set to cater.
Well, it's Angela's birthday, so we're going to play with Angela. You tell us what you like.
Oh, man.
if you can narrow it down
I think the list of
us.
What I don't like might be smaller.
Right.
Well, while you're doing that.
I'm here with my notepad and pencil.
Let me do this while you're thinking. If you could hit some cymbal six, because I'm going to talk about the shows that I've got, and then we're going to get into all this, okay? I'm doing Cymbal Six's release party, and I'm trying to find the address, but if you can hit some Cymbal Six for about a minute.
Oh, he doesn't have it.
You don't have it?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you didn't give me that track.
No, that's the track that I gave you.
I have Creepin'.
Yeah, play Creepin'. The song Creepin' from the band Cymbal Six.
I like that jam.
I'm doing a party. They were in here for our Christmas special, them and Santa Claus. I'm doing their release party for their new record, Dirty Land, next Saturday, June 7th. And that will be at the Five Star Bar at 267 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California, 90012. And so definitely come on down. It's going to be a rock and roll party. It's going to be ridiculous. And I am also doing, as part of the Hollywood Fringe Festival, my new one-man show, I Laughed So Hard I Cried. That will be at the Shepherd Theater at the Complex starting Friday the 13th.
Oh.
Ooh.
So I want everybody to come. I want all three of you to come. We're doing it three nights. We're doing Friday the 13th. We're doing the 21st and the 27th. So if you go to HollywoodFringeFestival.org and order tickets for Friday the 13th, put in the coupon code GOTH. Tickets are $5. Otherwise, they're $12.
Oh, and, nice deal.
And well worth it. Are you going to be doing some stuff at the fetish party this Saturday? Orpheus?
In 2 days?
Orpheus. I called you Orpheus. Overbound. Master. I'll just call you a master.
They put on my bro. I'm Orpheus now.
Yeah, trust me. You look nothing like Orpheus. Master, are you going to be performing at the Fetish Ball this weekend?
The LA Fashion Fetish Ball that's on Saturday night. Yeah, I'm hosting the Fetish Play Zone there. So I'm bringing my equipment, and I'm going to be there with a bunch of players, and we're going to be doing crazy stuff all night there.
And that'll be a 333 Boylston, and I'm sorry I'll be out of town and miss that.
Mm-hmm. It should be pretty good.
This weekend, yeah.
It's a big production. We got a lot of performers. There's the guy, you know, Freak Show, that cable TV show about the circus people?
Yeah, Freak Show.
The guy, Mr. Torture, the guy who, like, put swords through his cheeks and stuff. And
I was making
he's
her
gonna
watch
there.
It at yeah. my house.
She showed me this.
So that guy's going to be there doing, like, you know, putting stuff through his body and all
they
that
have
stuff.
They some cool people
that's
on that
be
show.
Awesome.
But yeah. you're going to be dancing at Bar Sinister Saturday, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's my gig. I'm a resident dancer there, so
trust me, it's a nice gig, and I noticed.
Oh, I love it. I love it. But I miss out on so many other things, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
So when you come to my one-man show, it's got to be on a Friday, not a Saturday.
Exactly. Well, no, Friday. That's Black Unicorn, honey.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Black Unicorn is at Dragonfly, mm-hmm. which is two doors down from the Complex Theater, while I'll be doing my one-man show at 8:30.
Oh, sweet.
And so, tomorrow night, there's a fetish party at Dragonfly.
Okay.
Called KSM.
All right.
That's really? Here tomorrow. It's S&M and karaoke mixed together.
Oh man. That's, I don't know about that.
Danger.
I'm a karaoke
woman. Yeah, from running out the door.
It should
don't
be funny.
Don't stop. Believe it.
Oh, man.
I will survive.
It's the first night. It's the kickoff. It's a new event that they've created, and it's tomorrow's the first one, so we'll see how it goes.
Was that your evil plan?
Interesting.
What?
Mixing S&M and karaoke. Only a demented mind like you can.
I didn't come up with the event. I'm going to
so
be at
be
it.
Spanking
I've been asked
people
to perform
as
at
singing.
It, but I didn't make it up.
So you'll be spanking people as they're singing?
Doing different things to people as they say. There's an area to just play, there's an area to just sing, and there's for the daring, there's going to be an area where you can sing in karaoke right. while you're getting played with.
Why are we not going to this tomorrow?
Yeah, it's tomorrow at the Dragonfly, KSM. Come on down.
I don't know. Why are we not? mm-hmm.
Well,
your chance to sing and play at the same time.
Angel, you just had absinthe, I believe, for the first time in a while. What did you think?
I did. It tastes like black licorice.
I love black licorice.
Sweet
that's why I like
licorice,
it.
Black licorice, not the crappy kind.
Tastes a little bit naughty.
It's the alcoholic kind.
Exactly.
Toys on my tongue.
So you were in a band. So you were the singer, I'm assuming.
No, I was actually the bassist and backup vocalist.
Oh, okay.
What kind of music?
She's a badass singer, though.
It was kind of like rock, metal, a little bit screamo. But yeah, I was the boss
And define screamo for me, because I'm just still trying to figure it out.
Oh, you know, the whiny bitches that scream their faces off for a minute and then it turns into song. I don't know.
That's about as good a definition as I've ever heard. Because everybody asks me, they're like, what's the difference between goth and emo? I got to be honest. To me, emos are first off, there's nothing less emotional than emos, to be honest with you.
Right? I think
they're so narcissistic, there's no emotion there whatsoever.
Emo is just way more whiny. It's just whiny. Goth people don't whine. Like, we'll hang our head down,
we brood.
Goth people stand in the corner covered in shadows wanting to be misunderstood and don't care what people think about them.
Emo people
stand
so
in the corner wanting
shit.
To be misunderstood and care that people are sorry
care.
For
there
them.
There we go.
Oh, my definition of it
they're
is...
They're like gothic care bears. Is what emo is.
They have
pity me.
Well, they want to be. They want to be goth, but they still want to be popular. So they sort of have a little bit of this. They sort of have
internal
eyeliner.
Internal dilemma.
Yeah, they sort of have eyeliner, but they still have True Religion genes. So it's
like
one of those
South
things.
Park goths.
Yes, right. Exactly. So we've delayed this long enough. Ms. Poisonous, what are you into as far as the fetish S&M? Because we never talked about
and
that.
Keep in mind how much room we have in here.
It's not a lot of room. Well, we're going to do it over here. So, but you're submissive or sometimes you can switch it up?
I'm more submissive, but I'm a switch. It depends on my mood and my partner 100%.
And the money that's
or the money.
Getting, yes.
Yeah, exactly, if you want to go there.
I don't want to. Trust me, if you saw my paycheck, I don't want to go there. But I'm just saying. But you're naturally submissive. You like a man to take charge.
I do. But I also appreciate one that'll let me like get feisty and put you in your place if I'm feeling the need to. If we're minute,
once a month. Yeah, I understand.
Let me point out one thing.
Yes, please.
Real quickly. Uh-oh. There's a difference. There's when it comes to fetish and kink, and I think Angela will back me up on this. There there are two sides to approaching it. There's the psychological slash emotional side, and there's the physical side.
Right.
Submissive is more of a mental state and a behavioral state.
Right.
I think Angela would qualify more as what's called a bottom, which means she doesn't want to, like, physically, mentally want to be put down or degraded or submissive or a slave, where she just wants to be hit.
But she enjoys the physicality of it.
The physicality. More of a bottom than a submissive.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, yeah. So you want somebody
way too feisty in attitude to be a submissive, but she wants to get spanked. So that's a bottom.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
That's and a bottom, not a submissive.
Okay. I'll put up a fight.
So a top is...
A top is more,
the same thing. Somebody enjoys...
Yeah, a top is more physical. A top enjoys, creating and giving the sensation play, but he doesn't necessarily want to do the whole power trip and lick my feet and... obey my rules and do the whole mental thing.
I might be a top. I don't know. I'm not really. See, I'm like I said last time. I just dilly dally in this. I just play around once in a while. I'm not too serious about it. Who knows? Maybe if I take a couple of Orpheus' classes, your classes, who knows what can happen? But I'm not one. But I like to play around a little bit. I got some fuzzy cups and this and that. But
if I wasn't so lazy, I'd probably be a top.
So cute.
Personally.
Care Bear King.
I'm just really fucking lazy.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that,
Next week, bronies
from Bronies is a musical. But go ahead, Angel, I was just
educated about the bronies, so you just re-inspired me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I was educated doing my extensive research on you is that I had to mention this. One of the best pictures I saw, and I saw a lot of pictures of Angel Dines this week. I did extensive research because it's for the show. But there was a picture. You were in a magazine. You've been in a lot of magazines. You've been you've modeled all over the world.
Yeah.
Somehow the word got out from Buffalo, and people just and as with good reason. You're stunning, but you were on a cover of a magazine. It was called Prick Magazine. That's funny enough. You were on the cover of Prick Magazine with Dave Navarro.
Dave Navarro sitting there like this. Puncture is in Pierce.
Well, it took me a second to figure that one out because it's funny because I didn't know you were this heavily tattooed until I did my extensive research because you're usually more covered up but it's Dave Navarro doing his Dave Navarro parts with you like draped over on the cover of a magazine that says Prick. And he looks like a total prick. we've all met Dave Navarro, and he's cool. He's not a prick, but he looked like a fucking prick on the cover of Prick Magazine.
I'm not criticizing the magazine whatsoever, but that day when we did that shoot, it was in Atlanta, Georgia, and it was seriously so fucking hot. It was disgusting. And whatever studio area we were in at the concert venue, it's like he just wanted to bust the photos out, get it done, be done with it.
Also, it was backstage at the Jane's Addiction Shop.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was like really quick photo shoot.
And this was postponed from another shoot you were supposed to do in Buffalo.
Yeah. I was invited by a photographer in Buffalo because he knew that I knew Dave through the tattoo community. I'd been doing conventions while Dave was on Ink Master. So we just kind of connected through the community. And I was invited by somebody I shot with previously to do a shoot with Dave. And that got canceled, so I'm like, well, fuck, I still want my cover with Dave Navarro. Fuck this. Yeah. It's a little
I'll get on the cover of Prick, goddammit.
Exactly. So I'm like, oh, you're playing in Atlanta. I'm like, well, it was supposed to be for Prick Magazine. That's where Prick's at. Let's fucking do Atlanta. So, and my family's from there. So.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, when you brought that up, that she was on the cover, my first thought that came to head was I went back to the beginning of the show where you were talking about your experience of growing up being more attracted to women, bisexual, and then taking a long time to warm out to men. I was like, was being on Prick Cover Magazine like your celebratory coming out that you like men now?
Oh my God, I love men.
I love men on Prick Magazine.
It was a glorious day in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah. you were on the cover of Clam Magazine and now you're on the cover of Prick Magazine. You've hinted on that enough, but how do you get in the tattoo community? How does that happen?
You know,
well, first of all, it probably helps when you have tattoos.
Exactly. Like I keep seeing this thing happening where girls are going out and getting tattooed just so they can become tattoo models. And I kind of want to punch them in the face because I started my tattoos almost 17 years ago. And it was, it was
when you were five.
When I was 5 years old, I got my first tattoo. I was a musician, and it was kind of like, it was acceptable in my community at that time, but real world acceptance wasn't
walking
happening.
Around the streets of Buffalo and Niagara Falls, it's a little...
Not cool. Not cool, especially having a full sleeve tattoo, being a smaller female. Right. You know, it was a lot of eyebrows raised, and it was almost unheard of at that time. Right. You know, tattoos have only become socially acceptable in the last maybe 5 years. It's right. really hit.
No, you're right. Yeah,
that's true.
You go into the Tops grocery store and you get all sorts of crazy looks.
I had the bank ladies. I used to work at Sally Beauty Supply, and all the older bank ladies were like, "You're so brave." Like, thank you.
Yeah, well, the older ladies, yeah, they're like, "I wish I would have done that when I was your age."
Seriously.
Of course, you know. I wish I went in that man when I was younger. Are you in the tattoo community, Angela? Because you have some tattoos. Not yet. You're not that inked up yet.
See, there's a...
But she has some great tattoos.
We agree on this, though. There's a difference between a model tattoos and a tattoo model. I'm a model tattoos. There's a big fucking difference. Mine are all right. I have okay work. Mine aren't placed well. They're splotchy, whatever. Like, this is beautiful art right here. Like,
you both have beautiful tattoos.
There's a huge difference.
We do.
And is this a work in progress, or you're done now?
No. If I had money, I would have way more. I'd love to eventually get my arm, like, put sleeved up here, and then my thigh finished up. If anybody wants to give
Miss Poisonous a birthday present, a tattoo for her birthday.
Tattoos.
1-800-893-9562. She promises to cuddle with you.
And I'll cuddle you, and I promise you I will promote the shit out of you and bring you work.
And we both have PayPal. So,
yes,
I'll bet you do.
PayPal.
Doesn't Johnny do tattoos?
I don't think he does. No, other
does
Johnny does.
Johnny I'm thinking
other
of.
Other Johnny that's on the hiking
Johnny
trip.
Homer.
Yeah. Johnny Homer. Yeah, he does tattoos. Yeah.
Johnny Homer does tattoos.
Before we get into play, I wanted to ask you, because I know last time on the show you told me a story where you were at a club and you were dancing, I think, and some guy, somebody wanted to take a picture with you and shoved his tongue up your ass.
Oh, my God. That was a kinky Christmas. Yeah.
Has anything like that happened since?
Oh, hell no.
Okay. Because I imagine guys see you, they go crazy. Especially guys that have seen you on the internet and they finally see you in person, maybe.
I get boob grabs. I'll get boob grabs.
Right.
That's it. Like, the tongue in the butthole is the worst. I was at Behemoth with my friend Fernie, and it was packed. It was packed. Well, you know, whatever.
Yeah. No, Fernie, Johnny, I'm in the same boat. I just turned Canadian for a second.
I want to get
this. Yeah, anyway, it must be the Buffalo thing. So go ahead.
I was wearing this skirt, which is a short skirt. Someone grabbed my ass, and I turned around, and I thought this guy was walking, and I hit him, and he turned, and he's like, "What the fuck?" And I'm like, "Don't grab my ass." He's like, "I didn't do it, bitch." And I was like, "Whatever." Turned back around. 5 minutes later, another big ass grab. Turned back around really quick to see this douchebag that had been sitting against the bar was the one that did it. He was not nothing. And once I realized it was him, like, I just flipped and I turned around and just popped the living fuck out of him across
fucking
his
idiots.
Face.
Right.
About
just
knocked
idiots.
Him out. And like
Mr. Subtle.
Yeah, every guy around us was like, whoa. Yeah. And I was like, "You want to go?" And I just flip. Like, I'm cool, but when I flip, I flip.
In what world do you live that you think you're going to do that out publicly at a club and it'll turn out successfully?
You know what? Like, sucks though, because people do, which is why I tend to, unless it's concerts that I really want to see with my favorite bands, it's not worth the shit show. And that's exactly
it's
why I stick to our community.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, what do they
men
think?
Men do stupid things,
so
and that's
so
why
women.
There's a prick magazine.
So
but you're right. I mean, what do the guys think?
Who like cruise around and honk at girls? Like, when did a girl ever stop on the sidewalk and say, "Oh, I'll get in your car"? Yeah.
Right.
And if they did, you got to wonder about that girl. But you're right. If a guy grabbed your ass, like, what do you think? You're going to turn around, "Oh, I think I love you." That's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, he was trying to be cute for his friend, and I flipped. I was like, "You want to go? You want to go right now?" And he was just like...
So Angel, when you've been go-go dancing, has there been any inappropriate...
I don't have to put up with too much shit. Like, I think just
Everybody's respectful. My
social media shit, I have that down pat. Most of the people that are in the clubs out here know who I am.
Right.
And...
Not to fuck with you.
You haven't suffered from guy who's going to give you the tip and pulls your underwear down just a little too much?
Not here. In Buffalo, I had some motherfuckers that definitely got punched in the face. But out here, it's just a totally different world. And the clubs that I dance in, like, really, I kind of feel like it's home now. Mm-hmm. And people really do respect me.
Well, the good thing about punching a guy in the face good thing about punching a guy in the face in Buffalo, he doesn't have any teeth, so you're not going to knock any out.
That's true.
Or insurance.
Right. So anyway, I think it's about time. We got 15 minutes left. I'm going to turn the camera around.
Oh, shit.
And tell us what you like, Angela. Tell Master what you like.
Me and him kind of exchanged a few emails about this. There's
depends what we have room for.
A little floggy, little breath play.
Yeah, floggy breath play. I mean, he might have a vampire glove.
A little spanky warm up.
I like that. I like spanks. I'm somewhat new into the fetish community. I won't say like too new, but I haven't got a chance to play a whole lot.
And that's not going to happen here. A whole play, like serious,
so
take
I
you
can't
into
really
a mind
be, like,
zone.
Specific, like oh,
this
I
is
like
playful this stuff.
Yeah. This is happy birthday.
I think
a
little warm up, spanky time, some flogging, and some breath play might be good.
I'll leave it.
Please.
He's a professional. Let's do, okay,
and
let's
do you mind if Angel and I do a little commentary while you do
this?
No, please.
Blow by blow.
Okay, so I've got the camera set up, so if you guys go right against there, and we'll have a Dark Mark show live at some point and get a real sort of thing going on with the two of you.
Well, I'd like to start this portion of the show by saying Angela appreciates any play that gives her money, so.
Yes.
True
Call
story.
1-800-893-9562.
All proceeds go to Angela and 10%
She's wearing lingerie. She's wearing lingerie as promised.
I'm a little sweaty already.
Woo. Okay. So Master Overbound is setting his foggers down. So okay. So we're gonna turn around. Angela's turning around, putting her hands on the wall.
Oh, look at that booty.
That is a nice booty. I gotta tell you.
I know we keep working out really hard, but she can't lose that butt. Like, if we're doing the treadmill, you better do some squats, honey, because we got to keep that booty up.
No, we don't want her to lose that booty.
We like your booty, too, girl.
So do you guys do squats together?
Do we do what?
Squats?
Well, I'm not telling you about our squats. That's none of your business.
All right. That's a yes.
Yeah, we do some squats here and there.
I can see that right now, so...
We get under that giant barbell thingy with the, what are those things called? Oh, yeah, weights.
Weights, yes, weights. Well, she's giggling now. Yeah, I know. Well, Master's being, he's being a little playful. He's actually taking his hands and spanking her on the shoulders.
The Boylston address where the party is this weekend.
Okay, 333
they
Boylston.
Upstairs area there.
Right.
That was one of the first parties that Angela was ever at in L.A.
Oh, when was this?
A year ago.
Yeah, Master Overbound played with Angela for the first time about a year ago. At 333, what was it? You got to check that out Saturday night. Or if you don't, go to Bar Sinister and see.
Yeah, I was going to say, fuck that guy. He never played with me. Come to Bar Sinister.
He's getting a little harder there. He's getting a little harder. You can hear, I don't know if I should, I was going to say maybe put a mic over here and. Talking to this one.
Yeah, grab that.
Gotta test the boundaries a little bit.
We need some volume on that butt.
We're going to mic the ass?
So, yeah, we're going to mic. I just mic the ass. Let's see. This microphone's not working that well.
I'm your new host.
Yes. This is the co-host, Angel. And if Angela's for some reason can't make it, Josie can't make it, and all the other hosts that Clown of Lemon Row wants to co-host, you can co-host anytime.
I just come for the free booze. That's
oh, come on. Angel, this is more fun than you thought, right? It's a lot of fun, isn't it? Okay, wait a second. He's got a flogger. Cat Nine Tails is sort of, he's kind of doing an uppercut on the ass right there, and he knows how to flip that wrist.
Yes, he does.
And the ass is getting a little red already. I can see, and which is very interesting.
And if I have my phone, I'd take a selfie of the expression on my face.
I was going to say, what was I thinking? But, okay.
It's very enjoyable to watch.
It is. And, you know what? I didn't even think to take a picture.
Well, here's me being the creep smoking the cigarette from a distance, I previously stated.
I have a feeling you're not going to be the only one smoking a cigarette after this one. So... I heard new. There's the Florentine.
I just like to watch. Right. I don't like getting messy.
I'm going to get the close-up of your face, Angel, because you're reacting to this.
Exhilarating.
Selfie.
It is exhilarating.
But first, let me take a selfie.
Yeah, so talk about a workout. Okay, so Miss Poisonous.
That is hard work. That's very hard work.
I'm trying to think now, who's getting the better workout, Master or Poison?
Well, she's got to do the contractions to take the pain. He's the one who has to exert all the
muscle. He's got a little bitty paddle, and I got to get one of those. Right on the back.
She's got more of the mental workout going on. He's got the physical workout.
Right. You think she's getting into it? Because he said that she's...
I got goosebumps on that one.
Uh-oh.
Fuck.
But she's not submitting, though. She's sort of just, like he said, she's enjoying the physical, but I don't think she's like, oh.
Mm. She's one of those.
One of those.
Yeah. She's just a bad girl.
Well, we know she's a bad girl. We've established that by now. So he's, this is a little paddle he's doing on the hiney right now. Uh-oh, now you got to do that. You got to take him back, hug him a little bit. That's kind of a little reach around sort of thing.
I just got a little bit jealous.
Really? Well, yeah. Please, we have.
I don't know if
we have 9 minutes, Angel. Would you like a flogging?
No. No.
Really?
My mom would be so mad at me.
Well, I was going to say, you'd have to wait in line after me, but you could be the flogging. Yeah.
I would love to see you get flogged.
Well, yeah.
That would be superb.
I got choked last time, so it was good, but... okay, so, I think we got some choking about to happen here. He's got a whole technique about choking. He lifts you in the air. Have you seen this?
I haven't.
Oh, well, let me just, please describe it for our iTunes listeners.
I don't even know what to say. I'm just enjoying it way too much to get all mental on it. Oh, my God, complete restriction with her arms.
Now, have you ever done anything like that, Angel?
I kind of...
Uh-oh, wait a second. Oh, she's squatting down.
We'll just say in my past and leave it at that.
Okay. Oh, well, here it goes again. A little more choking. Okay.
Holy fuck.
Breathe, baby, breathe.
You said it.
Okay.
That's intense.
Oh, now the hug.
Like, I can't even imagine what people see from the birthday video. The birthday only
comes once a year.
Like, being in the studio and actually seeing it this close, like, it's intense.
Well, you see how many guys are in the booth watching this.
I know.
Like, everybody, the story is public radio, which is coming out at 9. David Berger, I'm Berger, coming out at 10. And our producer, we're all watching this. I think the camera caught most of it, and I got some pictures, too.
I was speechless for a minute.
Well, her birthday comes once a year.
Just a little birthday tease.
This was the best birthday of my life, I will say that.
Just what we can do in here and... No, Angel, 3 minutes, 5 minutes.
There's 7 minutes left if you want
to be continued.
You can do a little flogging.
Spend
on
some
you.
Of the 7 minutes getting her review. How do you feel?
Right.
I feel fantastic. It's very. Let me try to think of this word. Not saying.
You can say whatever
euphoric.
You want.
Euphoric. Thank you. Exactly. That was the word.
Yeah, we encourage
endorphins. It is. It's a beautiful feeling. Love it.
Did you prefer the flogging or the choking? Or
I don't have I have a choking fetish. That's always great, but flogging is a new thing that I've learned to very much appreciate.
Right.
I think I just did it myself.
The
two combined is like whole new level.
Well, I was gonna actually. Let me put the camera back over here. Let me ask you to do something. Since you're here, Master.
Yeah.
Now the whole Florentining with the floggers. Now you got to teach me how to do that.
You gotta have the rhythm, baby. You gotta have the rhythm.
Exactly.
I don't know if I have the rhythm.
I don't know if there's enough
room.
Next time
you're here, we'll try to get
some room and do it. It's the same. The doing the Florentine with the floggers,
right.
In fetish is the same exact techniques and movements as if you ever go to a rave. The people who
I've seen people with the
fire spinners, when fire spinners spin poi.
Right.
The poi is the same.
Gotta work
the movements.
Right. I don't know if my wrists are limp enough. I don't know what's going on.
I just
well, you were never on the cover of Prick magazine, so
not yet. I think after this show,
I might get a cover.
Trust me, if that's what happens when you get a cover, I'm definitely gonna get. I'll tattoo my face to get on the cover of that magazine.
Bitches, I just did God.
And of course, they'll put me on the cover with Mike Tyson behind me, going.
Oh my God, you didn't. You just did.
Okay,
oh,
Angel's
girl.
Got a Mike Tyson story. Let's hear it.
No, I don't.
I was waiting for it.
I was gonna say I did the William Control video, the singer from Aiden, had a huge dom scene in that with one of my other dominatrix friends. So. Yeah,
is that online now?
It is. It's at William Control, whatever his website, Facebook is. I'm sure it's williamcontrol.com or something.
Right,
it's a great video.
Yeah, you're asking me if I want to be spanked and subbed, and I'm just like, I'll choke a bitch.
Do you want to choke Angela for her birthday?
No. I don't do that on the screen unless it's like high production. I like to do my own editing.
Wait a second. Everybody at Skid Row Studios, the high production that we have here, all the guys in the control room just turned off.
And like shifted the table against the wall and cleared the solar area, we could have some shit going down.
That's true.
By the way, we don't edit. We just go through the whole show all together and just the crazy nuttiness that happens. Yes.
Exactly. My mom doesn't need to see that shit.
You're saying I need some editing. I want to have you and your mom on the show.
Oh, no,
that's
you
what
don't
I want.
Need any editing. I'm just saying what all I right. do needs editing.
I need you and your mom on the show. I think that'll be good.
You self-edit.
You, your mom,
she's
and my
amazing.
Grandma.
You'd love it.
Fly them all in from Buffalo and Niagara Falls. We'll figure it out.
There's a reason why I am the way I am. My mom is fucking fantastic and fabulous. So.
Well, I mean, when you say you are the way you are, I mean, obviously, you know, you've got your wild side, and we can see that. But, as I pointed out and as I posted today, you're one of the sweetest people I've ever met. And that seems to be...
Don't go telling people that.
I know. But, I mean, you take a good, fierce picture with all the tattoos and stuff, but you and Angela are just... and, geez, even Master Overbound's starting to sweat now. But seems to be the transplants...
Yeah, isn't it weird
so
meeting
sweet.
Nice people that
so
don't
sweet.
Shit on everybody around them, well, right?
Except for somebody that takes you to a Pucifer show.
It's but,
that's different. Sorry, Johnny.
I'm trying to get Johnny
you,
laid.
Johnny. Fuck Mark. I love you, Johnny. I'm sorry.
Like a brother?
I didn't say that. I know.
I said that. I said
you
that.
You said that. Putting
said
words
that.
In my mouth.
But anyway, before we go, let me, because we're almost out of time. Once again, it goes by so quick, I tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell us once more what you were feeling when that was happening. When you were getting all that stuff going on.
It was euphoric. It's a complete body rush, and it takes you... It's like doing drugs, but you're not. Like, right. Everything in your body just...
Sexually stimulated?
Oh, yeah, that too. Right. Like, if you... It's,
what?
It's more sweaty right now.
She's checking.
I don't know, Master Overbound. She had to check. I'm not sure. But anyway, Master Overbound, if people want to get a hold of you, if people want to get their heinies tanned like Miss Poisonist or... Or
I highly recommend it.
Yeah. Or does anybody wants to get a hold of you? How do they get a hold of you?
Probably if you're not in the scene already, Facebook is the best way. Just right. look up Master Overbound on Facebook. If you're in the scene already, then one of the best social sites there is called FetLife.com.
Right.
Ooh. If you look at me on FetLife, that's...
Everybody keeps asking if I'm on FetLife, and I'm not. But maybe I should get on.
I have a profile, and I never use it. I should probably do that again.
If you get into if you're into kink and fetish and alternative lifestyle, and you right. get on FetLife, and you treat
I need to actively
it like
use
Facebook,
it. That's what I need to do.
It's great. There's a lot of people there and really
so that's
wonderful
the, that's
people.
The new MySpace is FetLife.
That's a whole
kink,
world.
For the kink alternative world,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
we're saying how much MySpace is better than...
If you're going to FetLife looking for MySpace, like, I want to trade music songs and post pictures of my
dogs.
No.
What I'm saying is But, I mean, that's where people meet people that are into this type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And what's great about FetLife, too, is it's totally... Everybody on there treats it like a real social media site. It's right. it's about networking and meeting people. It's not like a creeper stalker dating
right.
site. It doesn't even have, like, you can't even go... Like, on a lot of social sites, you know, you can search out people, like, putting age, female, whatever, look for... This doesn't even have that capability.
That's
it's
true.
Like, you just meet who you're going to meet and talk to them. You can't search for specific people on
yeah.
there.
Right. You can find, like, groups of, like, certain fetishes or things you like, and you can find people through what you're interested
right.
in.
Right.
That's
but
really
you
cool
can't
too.
Go to FetLife and be like, I'm going to look for all 19-year-old
exactly.
whatevers in
yeah.
this city. You know, you can't do that.
And you'll be Saturday night at 333 Boylston.
Tomorrow night is KSM, the karaoke
thing. Oh, yeah,
thing.
KSM. I forgot the karaoke
yeah, and,
SNM.
Saturday
yeah.
night is the L.A. Fashion and Fetish Ball.
Right. So this weekend, if you're in L.A., Master Overband's going to be out.
Yeah, and Saturday night's going to be huge.
Right.
It's going to be a good...
It is. There's a lot of buzz.
Please,
great
yeah.
event.
Yeah, but as
we're
far as...
We're in competition, motherfucker.
Yeah, as far as...
Larson's always, every Saturday.
As far as...
That's like a... Yeah. That's always... It's a solid Saturday thing
but,
to
but
do.
As far,
like,
as far
I was at Larson last Saturday. I ran into you.
Yeah,
I was
right.
there
we
last
were
Saturday.
Both there.
But as far as the karaoke, the first one that sings Meatloaf, you got to fucking spank the shit out of him. Anyway, Angel, how do people get a hold of you?
Just anything. Google Angel Dies. I'm pretty much the only
one.
Well,
unfortunately, Maya Angelou died, and if you put Angel Dies, there's like a lot of Maya Angelou stuff.
Angel Dies official on Facebook. Angel Dies on Instagram.
I'm not bullshitting. Like it's all like Maya Angelou. Like,
that
like
happened.
You and then Maya
same
Angelou,
thing
yeah.
when somebody from I Buffy know. Died or right. some bullshit. But yeah, just Angel Dies official on Facebook. Angel Dies on Instagram.
Right.
Helped me a lot to find all my people.
Exactly. Angel, you're a delight.
Thank you.
I hope you come back and we'll have some more wild shenanigans for you.
People will learn a lot about me very quickly if you make me talk out loud with alcohol.
I smell a rebooking and Miss Poisonous. Yes,
exactly.
Miss Poisonous, happy birthday. Where do people get a hold
Mark.
Of you?
She's my favorite. I love her to death.
She's everybody's favorite.
She better be.
You got 6 seconds.
Angela Miss Poisonous Denton. Facebook. Find me through your page.
Exactly.
Angela Miss Poisonous Denton. Facebook. That's what everyone does. We're Facebook.
If you're looking for
social
me and you find Miss Poisonous, that's a bonus.
Oh,
everybody.
Twitter Miss Poisonous. Twitter's Miss Poisonous. Yeah.
Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Bye.